Good morning. Time to begin. Everyone's in their place. That's great. I gotta keep my eye on Joe over here. You never know what Joe's gonna do. He didn't even know what I'm gonna teach on, and he's already got questions listed in his mind that he wants to ask today. Actually, today we start a new series for the adult class. We're gonna spend this quarter, I'm gonna teach a couple series, actually. The first series I'm calling Count Your Blessings. And so we're gonna spend some time thinking about blessings, maybe from a little bit different perspective than you've ever thought about them before, I hope. That's usually what I try to do. And then after that, probably be mid-April, we may change topics once I've completed this activity. So here's what I'd like to do this morning. Let's begin with a word of prayer, and then we're going to talk a little bit about blessings. They're going to be bringing in the whiteboard for me here in a minute, because I got an assignment for you. I got an assignment for you here in just in a few minutes. So let's get started, please. Father and Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning and to learn from your word. And Father, we ask your blessings on us this morning as we attempt to understand the blessings that you have given us in maybe a new and different way. Father, we ask your blessings on this time, on the students, those that are still planning on attending this morning and are still traveling. God, we ask your blessings on that. In Jesus' name, amen. So, let's start in a very obvious place. James 1. Thank you, guys. James 1:17. Here's what James 1:17 says. It says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. So every good and perfect gift is from above. So when I was thinking about this, I actually spent a lot of time trying to figure out what I want to teach on, and I started thinking about blessings. Do you think about your blessings very often? Yes? Yeah? Good. So maybe you got to jump on me, because I tend to assume and take my blessings for granted at times. But you know, it seems like whenever we have a significant event in life or something that kind of shakes us up a bit, it may bring us back a little bit to our blessings. Your family won't let you sit with them? No? So we have a unique opportunity around our blessings. Thanks, guys. And every good and perfect gift comes from God. I want you to also turn now with me to Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus. God will meet all of your needs. That's quite a promise, isn't it? To think about the blessings that you have and all the blessings that you have. Do you have a lot of blessings? Yes? Are you sure?
Yes.
Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Got an assignment for you. It's a simple idea. But I want you to take three of these little white stickies, or these yellow stickies, okay? So I'll pass these out. Just take three, pass them on to other people. I've got some pens here. I want to use these little thick ones if you don't mind. Okay. So I've got the thick pens that we can use. So here's a couple of pens. Pass those back to you. There's these two. Thanks. I'm going to give some over here. Here's a couple of pens. Pass them around to other folks here. Here's what I'd like for you to do. Take three of these stickies, just three, and I want you to put them down. I want you to list three blessings on here. One on each sticky.
these things at the end. I have a few more pens. If at all possible, use a thick pen like this. Thanks, Larry. Because that way we can see it. If you write in ballpoint pen, it's really hard to see. Okay, so here's the assignment. I'm going to give you a minute to do it. On one each on the stickies that you've got, I want you to just write a blessing. Write a blessing. Write a blessing that you have this morning. Easy to do? A blessing that you have. Okay? And then pass it to the center. Wait a minute, guys. You told me you had lots of blessings. You should have already been done.
Well, I'm not going to be done. I'm not done.
Oh, yeah. 3 blessings. And just pass thanks. Pass them over to me. Okay? I'll start collecting them and the pens as well if you're done.
Sure.
Nope. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Just pass it down my way. See a pen?
I wrote the stinky stuff.
I know, several people did. That's okay.
Yeah, it's alright.
It's alright. I need 3. I need your 3. 3 blessings. Save this one. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the ones that you have talked about, and I'm just going to put them up here on the board. Thanks, guys. And I'm just going to read them off. We're going to go pretty quick. But what you're going to see is probably a lot of them, but I got an idea here what we're going to try to do. God in my life. God in my life. My health. My family. Jobs. Yes? Jobs, family, answered prayers.
Thank you.
Jesus. See, this is a good Bible class person. They put Jesus, family. I wrote this one. Wife. No, I didn't write that. Christ, church. We'll put that in family. Good health. Walking again. Gee, I wonder who that might be. Still breathing. I wonder who that might be. A job I love. My kids. My husband. This one Christine wrote. My husband. Here's one that Mickey wrote. Mickey. I got a feeling Ruth did that, right, Ruth?
Amen.
My family is strong. I have enough that I can give generously. Ooh, that's nice. I have all my children. No, I have all my needs. My children don't lack.
and they give to others. Great. Family. Help. Oops, there's another one there. Freedom.
Oh, I like that one.
Freedom in Christ in USA. There's the in Christ part. Here's the in USA part. Family. Think family. Health. Health. Church. Family. Home. Family. For those of you that just came in, we're writing down our deepest, darkest secrets. And God's Word. I woke up. Yeah, well, there you go. Church family. Family. Warm home. You see a trend? Yes? Freedom.
Freedom.
Need to have a blue face to say that one, right? Wealth. I'm going to put that with job. Family. Family. Pups. I wonder who did that. That's family, right? Pups are like family. Yeah, that's family. Good, thank you. I have to stick them the other way because you wrote them. Loving marriage. Great, that's family. The family, friends. You get the point. What are you starting to see here? Family is a blessing we all recognize. Friends, family circle. I'll put family circle here. I'll put family here. Friends here. My family. My dog for championships. That's family.
Yep.
Money to pay the bills. That's a blessing. Forgiveness. Different kind of blessing. Food and shelter. Family, home and church. Employment. I think Ruth and Mickey were copying off each other. Ruth! My family. Good health. Friends. I'm almost done.
There's more on your podium.
I thought I was almost done. My health. I only have 2 minutes of actual content to teach this morning. Family, family. Stability. Well, that's interesting. I'm going to put that with this one. Health. Family. Health. Work. Alive. Living in the U.S. Freedom. Healthy children. Salvation. Interesting. Warm house. An amazing wife. That's the one I wrote.
Yeah.
An amazing wife. Heat in my home. I'm almost done. God's nearness, God's presence. Girl, you wrote on the wrong side.
You're good, Mike.
My family, my health, Yahweh loves me and I'm his child. I've been bought. Saved. I got up this morning. Church. family, and job. I anticipated this might happen, and I was thinking about this a little bit. I was thinking about my own blessings, and I realized that we kind of have categories, if you will, of blessings. Categories. So this category here, where we're talking about being alive and good health and things like that, may have to do with our who we are as an individual, right? Like, you know, God gave me certain gifts, God's given me certain things, I have a good health, I'm miraculously made, you know, you can think of all of those things, right? That's a fair, it's a great blessing, yes?
Yes.
Yes, something we often take for granted, but it is a blessing. Yes, absolutely. Second thing I was thinking about was this category. And this is kind of, so this one is the physical, this is kind of the, I call it financial. This is the stuff, blessings and stuff that we've got, right? Jobs, money, things to be able to, right? Get that? Are those blessings? Absolutely. And every good and positive gift comes from where? Comes from God. So there we go, right? I was thinking about this category. I figured this one would be pretty strong. And this one, I kind of put in the context of relationships. Is that okay? So we got the physical gifts, blessings, we've got financial blessings, we've got relationship blessings, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Powerful, right? I'm not going to ask you, because it wouldn't be fair, to put these in a rank order, but think about that. These are really important. Look how many people talk about family, wife, husband, children, you know, those things that is part of our relationships. Nobody said boss, by the way, interestingly enough. But, and then we had this one here, which, for the lack of a better term, I was calling spiritual gifts. And these are the things that we have been given that are different than our physical life, and they may have an impact on our finances and relationships. But this is really the stuff we have because of who God is, right? And the things that He has done for us, these are the spiritual gifts. Now, I personally, for a very important purpose, separated out this idea of forgiveness into what I always call salvation as a gift. Yeah? I mean, you could argue these are the same, but in a lot of ways they're not. Because this one is all about what we have been given. This is, you know, think about the Word of God. Is that a gift?
Yes.
Yeah, you think about the opportunity for insight from His Word. You think about the Spirit. Is that a gift?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Right? We know it's the Spirit. But salvation is what we have decided to do with this, right? And how we make that connection. But I'm going to suggest to you that, do these make sense?
Yes.
Yeah? And so what we're going to do in this class is we're going to talk about each one of these. We're going to talk a little bit about physical blessings. We're going to talk a little bit about financial blessings. We're going to talk about relationship blessings, spiritual blessings, salvation blessings. But I think we missed one. Christine and I were arm wrestling over this one yesterday. I think we missed one. First of all, let me just ask before we get to that one. Do you notice anything about this list?
It's in English.
Thank you, Larry. Can always count on Larry to add value to my conversation. Yes.
It is in English, yes.
They're all things that are like away from us. Like it's things that we have, or we have the relationships and such like that. But when you started that, just this thought, we are a gift as an individual. God has given me to this area around us and allowed me to have all these things.
She's ahead of me, but that's good. That is very, very good. Anything else you notice? Just look at the quantity for a second. What do you notice about the quantity? What's the smallest? Isn't that interesting, right? You know, again, you could even combine these and it's still the smallest of the lists. Now, I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. It's just something that I observed when I did it myself. I went through this exercise and started thinking about things, and I realized that a lot of the things that are perhaps the most precious and important blessings I have, I didn't list.
Right.
Now, I only gave you three, so that's you know, I'm just trying to be fair. All right? Yeah, John?
Yeah, all those things are what life is made of.
Okay.
But, you know what, I was glad not to see somebody right now. I want to be a 1%er. You know, you hear that on the news all the time. You turn up, you know, 1%er.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much money you got, okay? But I didn't hear that up there, and I was glad I didn't hear that, because people in this room really aren't focused on it. Of course, they're focused on work and jobs, you know, they have to make a living, but they're not saying, okay, Got to be
in the top 1%.
Yeah. Whatever, you know. So that's good.
I get that. Yep, you're right. You're right. Good point. But what do you think I'm thinking? That's a weird way to say that. I think we missed the category. What were you thinking?
Not like heaven, because all that stuff has to do with.
Ah, good point. Sure. Yeah, we can add the heaven stuff to here, right? And here, right? The heaven kind of activities. Not what I was thinking. John, Mark. Helping others? Well, that's kind of the core of this, and we're going to come back to the two of you in just a second in terms of a blessing that we have. Thank you for that. Yeah?
I'm sorry. I missed the entire list. I don't know if anybody put anything up there about this or not, but you asked the question, you know, can we think about something that might be missing or not present there?
Category. Or not.
Is that we can bless other people, number one, but more importantly, we can bless God. And if that's something we don't think about, we want to be humble. We should be humility. We should be thinking, oh, well, God's great. He's wonderful. You know, he's up there so far above me. What can I do for him? But that's a wrong attitude, because God asks us to do certain things. Talk to him. Come and be with him. You know, have a relationship with him. Express our thanksgiving, our praise to him. We can be a blessing to God, which works out to be a blessing to us, because it's one of those things where when we do something, we benefit from it at the same time.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Here's the one I was thinking of. Hardships. Persecution. Disappointment. I'm shocked those aren't on there as well. I'm shocked those aren't on there as well. But here's what Paul said. Count it all joy.
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, again, Christine and I were wrestling over this, because is that really a blessing? Is what comes out of it a blessing? I'm not sure. But here's what we're going to do for the next few weeks. We're going to talk about each one of these, and I'm going to add the hardship one as well, as a category of blessings. But I want you to turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. Now there were four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate. They said to each other, "Why do we stay here until we die? If we say, 'We'll go into the city, the famine is there, we will die,' and if we stay here, we will die. So let's go over to the camp of the Armenians and surrender. If they spare us, we live. If they kill us, then we will die." Remember the story? What's going on in the camp that they're living outside of? There's a famine. Right? People are not eating. And they're basically saying what? We could stay here and die, or let's at least go try our neighbors. At dusk, they got up and went to the camp of the Armenians. That when they reached the edge of the camp, no one was there. For the Lord had caused the Armenians, to hear the sound of chariots and horses and a great army. And so they
said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired the Hittite and Egyptian kings to attack us. So they got up and fled in the dusk and abandoned their tents and their horses and their donkeys. They left the camp as it was and they ran for their lives. Now do you see the point? What just happened? God did what? God did a miracle and he made these people think everybody is coming to attack them. When the men who had leprosy reached the edge of the camp, one entered one of the tents and ate and drank. And they took the silver, gold, and clothes and went off and hid them. They returned and entered another tent and took some things from it and hid them also. But then they said to each other, what we're doing is not right. This is a day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we wait until daylight, punishment will overtake us. Let us go at once and report this to the royal palace. So they went and called out to the gatekeepers and told them, we went to the camp and there was no one there, not a sound of anyone, only tethered horses and donkeys in the tents left just as they were. The gatekeeper shouted the news and it was reported within the palace. So tell me about the blessing that these lepers came across. This is the audience participation part. You don't have to fill out any forms. You can just shout it out. Mike?
They discovered there was no longer a siege. There was no army there at all.
No army there at all, right? And so here they were hungry, thirsty, and God provided. And what was their initial response? Good for us. Good for us. And then what did they realize? What was wrong? I mean, was it wrong for them to enjoy the splendor that God had just provided to them?
It was wrong for them to keep it to themselves.
Ah, interesting. Wrong for them to keep it to themselves. Read you another scripture. Remember, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, but God loves a cheerful giver. God is able to bless you abundantly. So in all things, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. Luke 12:48 says, but the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with a few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Familiar with the story of Zechariah? I really wasn't. But the Israelites are in trouble. And Zechariah, part of the message that Zechariah is bringing is, if you turn, God will come back and bless you. Listen to what he says in Zechariah 8, verses 12 and 13. It says, your seeds will grow well, your vines will bear fruit, the ground will produce crops for you, and the heavens will drop their dew on your land. I will give all of these things to those who are left alive there, Judah and Israel, in the past who have been a curse among the nations. But now I will save you. You will be a blessing to others. Do not be afraid. Let your hands be strong so that you can do my work. So kind of like what Sharon said and kind of like what Mark said, the thing that's going to be a little bit different about this class is that we're going to talk about all of these. We're going to talk about how God gives us blessings, physical blessings. You know, like who we are, what we are, how miraculously we are. We're going to talk about financial blessings and relationship and spiritual and salvation. But here's what we're going to do different every week. We're going to talk about how do we use those blessings to bless others. Mark said one of the blessings that we have is the opportunity to serve others, to support others, and to help others. And I actually believe, from just some of the scriptures that we've read, and we'll look at a lot more over our time together, that that is part of the reason why God blesses us. Why does God bless us? We deserve it, right? Okay, so that answers that. So we don't deserve it. Why does God bless us? Larry?
He loves us.
He loves us, yeah? Okay, good. Good answer.
He loved us before we were ever around, before we were born.
Yes, all right. So he loves us. Why else does God bless us? Sorry?
We're in his image.
We're in his image, yes, right? So, you know, and as Steve said earlier, as we bless, as he blesses us, we bless him. We are his children. We are his, I mean, just think about that, right? Part of the reason you give great gifts to your children is so that your children can thrive, and when they thrive, that's a blessing to you, isn't it? Look, Joe?
Do we really know?
Do we really know what, Joe?
Why God blesses us?
I think
because,
we do.
Because if we know why God blesses us, we know more about God than we will, than we understand. I don't believe I know a lot about God. Because God is so much. You know, he's done so much.
Absolutely.
He's done everything. Yeah. Everything.
Right.
How can I know? What's going on? You know, I don't know what's going on with me.
I understand that. I understand how complex God is. I understand how amazing God is. I understand how 12th dimensional God is. And we're only, you know, some might argue four dimensional people. But I think we can learn something about who God is by how he blesses us and what he expects us to do with his blessings.
Like Wednesday night when Doug was presenting his class, they talked about commitment a little. So the commitment part was like, you know, when you're like reading your Bible daily, you're in the Word of God. God, that's, and that goes along with what Steve was just saying, that's what God wants from us. He wants us to be committed to him. And then from there,
true. You know, from our commitment to God, we get blessings. Now, do we get blessings because of our commitment from God? Well, the answer is kind of yes and no, right? We get some blessings. Even people that aren't following God get some of God's blessings, right?
And there may be some, like the Holy Spirit and other things like that, that maybe we have that other people don't have because it's a blessing we have. We'll explore that a little bit.
But what I'm really interested in you thinking about and me thinking about is, yeah, you know what? I live in the United States. That's an amazing blessing. And frankly, I'll have to look up the specific number, but anyone in our world, in our country, that makes actually over, you know, X amount, a living wage, is probably in the top 3-5% of the world's income. Right? I mean, John's point, I know what he was saying about trying to be the one percenter, but what I'm saying is when you look at the gifts that we have as Americans and living in this country and the blessings we have, even financial blessings, educational blessings, they're beyond what the rest of the world even understands in a lot of cases. Why does God give us that? Well, I think part of what we want to explore is he gives us these blessings for our benefit, but also because we represent him in this world. And therefore, our service in this world is part of the reason he gives us blessings. Let's use a simple example. Yeah? What was it I read? I was preparing for this and I saw someone's quote, which I kind of liked it, which was, you know, when you get a raise, you shouldn't be thinking about raising your standard of living. You should be thinking about raising your standard of
giving.
Interesting thought. Interesting thought. So we're going to go and we're going to spend time in each one of these. And again, I want us first in each class, the beginning of the class, we're going to talk about the blessings. Why do we have them? Because as I think about the
as I think about the objectives for the class, the first objective is to recognize and acknowledge the blessings we have been given. We need to remind ourselves, I think, from time to time. Larry, I'm going to impose on you again. Could you help me pass those out? Thanks. We need to be reminded from time to time to time what our blessings are. But at the end of every class, or the second half of every class, we're going to spend time asking you a specific and focused question, which is, okay, so assuming you have those blessings, how are you using that blessing to bless someone else? And I hope we can be as practical and realistic about this as possible. And I recognize when we start talking about, you know, physical attributes, some of us have physical attributes that others do not. When we talk about financial, that's also true. We talk about relationships, that's also true. We talk about these are things that God has given us, and maybe that's a little bit more in common. But my point is that we will figure out and try to explore with each other, with the gifts I have been given, how can I bless someone else? So let me stop there for a second. Thoughts, concerns, does this make sense? Any interest or concern about the topic? Again, I'm going to say, as you'll see in the at the bottom, you see the agenda, or the syllabus, if you prefer, at the bottom. We're going to talk next week about physical blessings. And you'll notice that I have a starting point for each one of these, and that is that I believe that one of the reasons we have physical blessings is to support our different ministries that we have. So we'll talk about what your ministry is next week and why is it important. How do you use your, and I don't just mean physical, like, you know, your body, but your mind, those gifts that you have, those things that are unique to you, how are you using those to bless someone else? The next week we'll talk about financial blessings. And truthfully, there's a lot in the Bible about how we should be providing and supporting for other people in a financial way. It's a lot, actually. Hospitality and, you know, caring for the poor, there's a lot of things we can explore there. Relationships, you know, one of the reasons why these relationships are so important to us is because a lot of people don't have these. And so how can we use relationships to bless other people? The relationships that we have. Thank you, Larry. To bless other people. You think about spiritual blessings. You know, those are things like God's word. Those are things like the Spirit. Those are things that we have that come directly from God. And then perhaps one of the reasons and how we might use those is in helping to guide other people. Again, you've heard me say this before. I believe this firmly. And that is because we have the Spirit of God, we understand things other people do not. I believe that with all my heart. So we'll talk about that. And then here's that one that's a little bit of a weird one, which is hardships as a blessing. We're going to talk a little bit about, maybe not in the moment do they feel like a blessing, but one of the things and one of the ways that we could impact and bless other people is through the demonstration of faith that comes through hardships. So we'll talk more about that. And then the last week, for this session, and I have a few weeks after this, and there may be a cut in here because I may be going to India. We're still trying to work that out, so this may be off a week. But the last one is this idea of blessings of salvation. Because I believe that the blessing of salvation allows us to just live differently than everyone else in the world. And it has a lot to do with victory and not being a victim. And there's a series of things like that which we can talk about. Ways we can bless other people. It's become very popular, by the way, in our world right now to be a victim. And there are a lot of victims. And we need to care for them. But it's also kind of become popular. Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, when you are mentioning, I'm talking this way, Jim, it reminds me of, I think it's either First or Second Corinthians, maybe, I don't remember. I jumped out of my head now. But they talk about how they're taking up the collection, and it's the Gentile churches that are taking up the collection to help the churches back in Jerusalem, the church back in Jerusalem. And the idea is that they've been a blessing to you, and so now you have an opportunity to be a blessing back to them. And, you know, you were lacking while they had fullness, now you have fullness while they are lacking. And that's an interesting thing built into the kingdom of God. That there are times when I'm going to have to rely on the blessings of others. I have to rely on your fullness, and because I, you know, and in other times it'll be the opposite. And that's just going to be part of our humility for each other. There's going to be a day, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of Indian Christians being baptized all the time. One day they're going to reach out to this coast to start planting churches because, you know, this continent will have moved on. But they will still be energetic and excited. It may be that that may change one day. And you know what I mean? So down, you know, built into the kingdom is this idea of, you know, one day will be a blessing, but other days you may need the blessing.
It's a great point. Even within the family. And when you think outside the family, man, what an opportunity to bless other people. What an opportunity to help them think through different things. Now, I'm not necessarily saying, oh, you know what, I'm going to support them financially. But I think it's worth at least considering, what can I be doing with my financial blessings to make sure I am blessing other people? Now, part of that might be giving to the church, but we'll talk about those things. But today I just wanted to kind of introduce the concept, get you thinking a little bit about it. I gave you the list here, so I would encourage you, actually, as you prepare each week for the Sunday morning class, you know, go look up physical blessings and think about ones you have and maybe figure out, what does that impact, you know, and then the next week. So this way you at least know what our topics are each week, and you can help kind of think through that. Any questions, concerns, or emotional outbursts, as I like to say, here, about what we're going to do? Well, I got to say, this, if done correctly, is a humbling class. The humbling class, because when you recognize the gifts that you have that you take for granted on a day-to-day basis, that's pretty humbling. It's also kind of humbling when you realize the gifts that you have and the needs that other people may have. There may be some humbling there too. So, last thought, and that is, this week I want you to do two things. Think about two things. One of them is, as the old song says, count your blessings this week. I literally want you to think about them, make a list, recognize them as they come by you. Now, by having talked about this a little bit, you'll recognize them. You'll start to see them. God, through His Spirit, will remind you about these blessings. He'll actually remind you that Joe is a blessing, right? You know, at least. There are those kinds of events.
To a degree.
Yes, amen.
But I also want to challenge you with this last thought, and then we'll break class, which is, the Lord spoke to Moses. This is from Numbers 6, 22 to 27. Tell Aaron and his sons how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, may Yahweh bless you and protect you. May Yahweh make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May Yahweh look with favor on you and give you peace. This is the way they will pronounce my name over the Israelites, and I will bless them. You guys remember Victor Quay, right? Or Bill Smith? Both of them had this little thing that they used to say. I'd ask them, how you doing today? And they would say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. There's a lot of wisdom in that. There is a lot of wisdom in that, and recognizing and blessing each other with Yahweh bless you and protect you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, may he look with favor on you and give you peace. Let's have a prayer, please. Father,
Yahweh, as we come, we thank you for who you are and the blessings that you provide us daily. Help us, Father, to be a blessing in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.